Livery Stables. This is Murphy Gibbons. In the 19th century, livery stables boarded horses for travelers and for townspeople without barns. They also rented horses, rigs, and hearses for funerals, which led some to branch into undertaking services. Like the blacksmith shop, the livery stable served as a social center for men. There were three main livery stables in Corpus Christi dating from the 1860s to after the turn of the century. James Hunter owned a livery on Water Street. Hunter, a former Confederate cavalry officer, rode with Terry's Texas Rangers. During the New Acestown raid in 1875, Hunter made a furious ride to Corpus Christi to spread the alarm. His livery stable was where the Water Street Seafood Company is today. John Fogg's livery was on the east side of Mesquite. A story was told about Fogg's private bank. A man said he had done some work for Fogg and went to his house on Chaparral for his pay. They talked for a bit, and Fogg went into a chicken house in the backyard and returned with several gold coins. After his death in October 1896, rumors circulated that Fogg had buried a hoard of gold somewhere around the chicken house. There were episodes of late-night digging with daylight showing a backyard full of new holes. Thomas Binion operated the third major livery on Tonkawa between Leopard and Antelope. Binion also had been a Confederate cavalry officer, and he was a former trail boss for King Ranch and sheriff of Nueces County. He ran a stage line to the Rio Grande before the coming of the railroad. Binion's livery was still in business well after the turn of the century, and so was John Fogg's, which became Pitt's livery. In a way, it seems fitting that Fogg's old livery stable should become Pitt's livery, which sold and serviced some of the first automobiles in town. Livery stables adapted, and some became garages and sold cars, and, like the blacksmith, had to learn new ways. And so will we. This is Murphy Gibbons.